You're very welcome to Tralee Town Park, and we're in one small area of it where we have the Garden of the Senses, which was a project that was prompted by the Sir Optimus and agreed to by the council, and we developed this site. Now, this was a great team venture between a lot of local people, from the concept of having a garden where each sense has its own garden. And in each of the garden is a historical piece, which, despite our five senses, I would argue that we have a very strong sixth sense, and that's history. And we're fortunate to actually live in an area with a lot of really ancient history. So we're standing here at the moment in the area of sound. And if any of you visit the garden, you will be looking at two huge, magnificent bronze horns. Now, these are a giant replica, if you like, of the horns of Cluchlemon, which were found in a bog at Cluchlemon back in around 1875. They're in the museum in Dublin. They're not the size of the horns you'll meet here, but these horns are in the sound area. And the Garden of the Senses is basically a garden to get you to realise all the senses you have. So all the plantings that are in the garden here, they're all to stimulate different parts of our entire senses. So maybe we'll move on now to the next part of the garden,
yep,
which is around the corner here.
And even walking through here, John, as well, is, you know, the beauty of the different plants and trees and everything that we have.
And they'll come into their own at different times of the year, because we're very lucky that we have a temperate climate. So even behind you there are hydrangeas, which is one of the most successful flowering plants that you can grow in the county. But they originally came from islands off Japan a few hundred years ago, and they can take the salty air of Kerry brilliantly. So they
That's
come
a
in.
Bonus.
So it's a wonderful bonus. You have magnolias here. You've got different types of evergreens here. You've got, this is the scented area, which has a lot of roses, and this is what people automatically think of with fragrance. Now, funnily enough, the majority of roses don't really have fragrance, but some varieties are magnificent, and luckily we have them here. So they grow away, they flower, and there's a big stone here which we brought down from Slievemish because of, again, the sense of history. So this is Cathair Cúraí. Cúraí Mac Dara was the wizard that built the old fort up in Carrickonry. So that stone came from there, so you can sit down and enjoy the fragrance that you'll find in this area of the garden. And from here we go on to this area of sight. So all of these little gardens are very close together. And in this area here we have a standing stone, and there is a hole.
How many feet do you think that is?
That's about nearly 3 metres, so you're looking 9 to 10 foot. But the hole, when you look through the hole, you're looking up to Glaunscoheen, Scotia's Glen. So we're back to the old, original Celts arriving here from the north of Spain. And Scotia died in battle in Scotia's Glen, according to the myth. And we can't deny that. We always made pilgrimage there every summer, umpteen times over the years when we were young lads. And it's there today. It's in part of what is known as Scotia's Glen, also known as Foley's Glen in the old days. And that's there for anybody to see as you go over the Short Mountain Road. So this viewing hole here in the stone points directly at Scotia's Glen. Right behind it is a planting, which is quite interesting. There are all these shaped box plants.
Yeah, they look like little mushrooms.
Well,
no, as such.
There are 32 of them to represent all the counties of Ireland. And these taller ones here represent the queens and the kings of the two of the Danann who did battle with Scotia. So you have MacCuil, MacCeocht and Macrena, which were the kings, and the queens, Yolera Bonba and Fola at the time. Now, in mythology, you'll get different names. And once you'll pick up one book and you'll get one series of names. None of us know, but the myths are wonderful and they're great stories.
Yeah.
But the two of the Danann lost the battle. Scotia died in the battle, as did Fos, another queen. So they lost out on people, the Miletians, but there was enough of them left. And apparently they took over, and the two of the Danann went underground at the time. Mm. Now we're going to... The next section is taste. And this is a beautiful cauldron, designed and made by Paul O'Sullivan. And it's the cauldron of the Dida. Now, I believe that is the correct pronunciation. It's usually spelled D-A-G-D-A. You'd pronounce it Dagda if you were looking at it. But this was a cauldron that he possessed. And it was said that it was a cauldron from which nobody returned unfulfilled. So we'll believe that. So yep. This is the one that's represented in the taste section of the Garden of the Senses.
And it's funny, you kind of think to yourself, how do you represent taste in a Garden of Senses like this? But that's a great way of doing it.
This is actually connected to the water supply. So you have a water fountain here. Now, it was our hope that the water could be run at any time and people could use it, but I'm afraid we live in an era when there's vandalism. So we had to counsel it to stop the water running. But
that's a shame.
That's the taste was water.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Probably the best liquid we could take.
Yeah.
Now we're walking over through another part of the garden. And this is touch. And this was a henge stone. Henges were areas in ancient Ireland as well. And the shape here is something that you and I, being visually acquainted with, we would probably look at this and just look at it. But it was amazing when the Special Olympics were here years and years ago. All the special athletes who came that time, the minute they came into this part of the garden, they all ran their hands over this stone and feeling the shapes. So I said, you know, at times we miss out on an education by standing back and looking when you should be taking part. Now, as I speak to you here, my hands are going over the stone. And the...
It feels, you know, obviously you can hold a rock at any point, but this is completely different.
It's a lovely piece. And this is the touch area of the garden. Now, the touch area extends then into all the plants. So
holding their leaves and their petals.
Correct. And this is an incredible value that we have, in that all of the plants provide our oxygen. If the plants disappeared from the planet in the morning, we'd have days left at most. And that's it. So if you have a garden, or if you walk in the woods, you're getting a lot of oxygen. And this is something that you should try and do as often as you can. But a lot of people have enough space to have plants in a garden. Yeah. All different types. As we stand here now, you even have tree ferns there going back in the past. You have old Irish yew. You have camellias coming into flower, even though it's January. There's flowers on them already. There's a beautiful plant here, an evergreen from Chile. It's a berberis, and it'll be magnificent now when March and April come. You have a lot of ground cover plants that come into their own. You have a beautiful Daphne in flower in here with an absolutely gorgeous fragrance.
Oh, yes.
Do you see this one here?
It kind of reminds
me
of the cherry blossom tree.
Come in here now, because cherry blossoms don't have any fragrance. But if see what you'll get from that.
Oh.
Stunning,
that's
isn't it?
That's really nice.
Oh, it is gorgeous. Now
but you know... Like, Dan, when you think about, like, families and, you know, kids love touching things, and sometimes they put things in their mouth when they shouldn't, but isn't, like, most parents would say, don't touch those, you don't know what was walking on them, it could be dirty, but it's so important to get your hands dirty and just...
If you don't get enough bacteria on board... Now, I remember as kids, I go back to the 50s, you know, you came in for dinner... Dinner was in the middle of the day in Ireland in those days.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Yes, 1 o'clock. And did you wash your hands? Yeah, and you were rubbing your hands off your backside to clean them up, and you sat down. So God only knows what we took on board, because if we weren't at school, we were out playing. And there was dogs, there was donkeys roaming through Tralee at the time that you'd try and get a donkey ride on. So dirt was a major part of us, and it's so important not to be too clean. And I heard a lovely story of a surgeon who, when he came home, his kids were young at the time, you just get a chocolate biscuit and you just roll it on edge along the floor to
unbelievable.
Just to pick it. Well, no, he was very well informed because he was looking at the problems, and luckily there are a lot of. I was reading an account of a gastric surgeon in London, one of the top guys in Britain, and he said, wash your hands if you go to the loo and things like that. He said, but don't be washing them every moment of the day. He said, you're too clean. And I heard a dermatologist, she's a top woman in Canada, and she said, you know, don't be taking showers every day. I have too many people with too many skin conditions because they're washing everything off.
All the minerals and everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
So our forefathers who would have inhabited the Ireland that a lot of this garden represents, they wouldn't have had any of that. They would never have heard of soap. They would have seen water.
Yeah.
And they would have gone into the river or pond and they would have cleaned off excessive dirt. But apparently the gut system they had was so healthy by comparison with the average gut system today.
Isn't it amazing?
They found there was a team of medical researchers sent to different parts of the world in 2015 and they presented their findings to the WHO. But the group who were in Papua New Guinea said that they found no intestinal complaints with the natives who lived in the jungles there. They said they had a gut bacteria which had 9 times the bacteria population of the average European.
Wow.
And they had no problems. Mm-hmm. And I said, right, so just bear it in mind.
Yeah, exactly. Important.
So we started off with sound, then we went to sight, we went to scent, then we went to sight, then we went to taste, and then we went to touch.
Mm. And what's your favourite part of the garden?
You know, as I get older, I probably don't have any favourite parts of anything anymore. I like a lot. I'm never critical. I've been gardening now for years, but I'm never critical of any person's garden. And I had one man came in to me on one occasion and he said, you know, I must do up my garden. And I asked him, okay, what do you want to do? I don't know, he said. And I said, what do you like doing? Oh God, I love sitting down now in a chair on a lovely warm day and reading a book. And I said, why do you want to upset all of that? Do you really want to do a lot of weeding and pruning and everything? It's not really. I said, look, keep it to a minimum and enjoy your garden. And for anybody, it's always do something that you like.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, remember that plants give you a huge amount. And even as we stand here now, there's a big cypress tree down there, and there's quite a few of them around here. Mm-hmm. About 2 years ago, a scientist in Cambridge, she released information on a study they were doing. They knew that we got oxygen from all the plants, not alone the plants on land, but plants in the ocean. It's almost 50-50. It goes up and down a little bit each year. But they suspected that trees gave off other things. And they set to with laboratory experiments. And what they found was that cypress and pines, which are two of the oldest of trees on the planet, they found that they were giving off a volatile molecule, an organic molecule, which they called pinenes. And this particular one, if you stand under a cypress tree for about 2 minutes, your heart rate comes down. So you're calming down by just being near these trees. Now, what they've proceeded to do since is they know that trees emit other things and they're trying to identify them and figure it out. And only a few months ago, two researchers, one in the University of British Columbia in Canada, one in Florida, they were working in combination. They were trying to figure out how plants manage to produce a particular molecule, because this molecule has a huge part to play in medical research and in creating medicines that we might need. And scientists have failed to figure it out until these people arrived with their studies only a few months ago. And they found exactly how this molecule is worked. And it was two enzymes got hold of it. And one sorted it out and the other twisted it in a way that gave this molecule this amazing ability. So this is another discovery from the plant world, and they said this is going to open the door now to so many new medicines to fight the diseases which hit us. Mm. Now, in the meantime, if you're out of doors, you might pick up a lot of these things without knowing it.
Exactly. This is it. But, Don, I suppose when you're in the garden, and as you say, you retired from journalism a few years ago, and now you're in Liscahan, I suppose it's very soothing to be outside all day and, you know, taking in all the goodness of the fresh air, the birds around you, and taking in the senses of all those plants.
Yeah, we enjoy it, and I think a lot of people coming into our place, because we don't use chemicals, we don't use weed killers, we don't use sprays. We're as organic as we can be. It's very difficult to make everything 100% organic. The word means it contains carbon. So a lot of people coming into our place say, God, we like walking in here because we've big trees, we've a whole mix of everything, the acres are there, people walk around. And we notice people, you meet them at the car park when they arrive and you know they've had a tough day, whatever they're working at. You meet them 10 minutes later and you meet a different person. So what the trees give off works.
Yeah.
And they start calming down.
Yeah. And it's like a yoga session in the trees.
Yes. Yeah, it's a different atmosphere entirely. And it's a wonderful atmosphere to grow up in. And we were fortunate growing up in Tralee that we had the town park here. Because it's great, and Colossens, the wood above an oak park, is a great place to walk through because it's full of great trees. Ballyseedy Wood, there's great walks there. Yeah. Go over around the county. Kerry has a lot of good woodland walks. We're so fortunate in this county that we have so many great positive things on our doorstep. When I lived in Canada, if you wanted to change one physicality to another, you had to get into a car and drive for hours to get away from one particular area and see something different. In this county, you don't need to.
Yeah.
We have a marvellous county with a fabulous indented coastline.
Yeah.
So there's a huge amount of pluses. And by the way, we've been talking about plants and woodland. Also remember that if you walk by the shore, you're taking a huge positive charge of positive ions into your system. So the shoreline and all the woodland areas, the mountain areas, this is where we need to be.
Yeah, spend more time outside.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Don, thank you so much for
your
time.
You're very welcome.
I urge anyone to come down here as well and take a couple of minutes just to take it all in.
Yeah.
Very good.
You're very welcome.